So another question from the audience relates to your use of local therapy in the liver, including TACE. What specific types of approaches do you like to see used in your patients, and when do you use them?
So the hepatic artery-directed therapies, and there are at least three of them. So you have the bland embolization, you have TACE, and you have the radioembolization. No one has done a head-to-head comparison to see which one is better or which one is better tolerated. But in my experience, radioembolization is my preferred option, also because I can use it if you have vessel obstruction. It's probably the preferred way of doing it rather than using TACE when I say vessel portal vein obstruction or occlusion. So radioembolization does appear to be preferred in that situation. The liver-directed therapy, again, sometimes can be overused, and I've seen patients who have very advanced disease and you do liver-directed therapy. The risk with it is also that you can push the patient into liver failure. That doesn't happen often, but it can happen if you have someone who's really very advanced and also with poor performance status. The studies that have been done looking at survival benefit with liver-directed therapy, there are not really that many studies done looking specifically at the question whether it really helps the patients in terms of survival. But again, the information that is out there in the literature really indicate that the people who are going to benefit from it are the ones who have relatively good liver function and relatively good performance status. So it comes down to in someone with HCC who has really poor liver function and poor performance status, I'm not sure if we have any treatment at this point in time which I can recommend that is going to make a big difference to the patient. And it makes sense, because if you have someone whose liver is too bad, you know, and whatever you do carries the risk of changing the balance into a rapid deterioration of the whole patient.